Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on August 7th, 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie at southbaybyjackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, clear and bright and I'm ready to talk about one of the, I guess you'd have to say it's one of the finest resorts in the country.
On one of our favorite topics, food and wine.
Oh, yes, food and wine. who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Katie DeNovo, wine director and sommelier for Terranea Resort. Katie, a certified advanced sommelier and master of Italian wine, brings more than 15 years of culinary and hospitality experience to Terranea. In her role as wine director and sommelier for the resort, she oversees the daily management of the beverage operations and programming. She began her culinary career in a variety of independent restaurants. Oh, it sounds like we've got a kitchen in the background. She began her culinary career in a variety of independent restaurants with a passion and interest for craft brewing. She fell in love with wine after working alongside mentor and master sommelier George Miliotes at Seasons 52. Her commitment to wine led her abroad to study the art of winemaking in Europe prior to joining the Terranea Resort team. Katie has a Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Laverne. She resides in Seal Beach with her husband and enjoys wine, travel, and exploring new culinary destinations. Now, this morning, Katie is here to tell us all about the celebration of food and wine, which happens this Sunday, August 10th. Katie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you both so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
There is a lot of activity going on behind you there.
Yes, there is. I'm got to move, actually, right now. Thank you.
I don't want you to be hurt by whatever they're moving.
No. Oh, I know. Always got to be careful, especially with me. Early in the morning, I'm a clutch. So.
It sure sounds like a kitchen with pots and pans going. They're getting ready for the event.
I know. We're trying to get everything in place and a lot of pieces moving at one time, so no really time to slow down. I apologize for the noise.
No.
That's okay.
Well, Katie, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show because, you know, so many people from the South Bay visit and frequent Terranea. It's it's an amazing destination to be only 15 minutes, 20 minutes at most, really, from the South Bay. And that's the key. It's such a beautiful place I've heard so many people, one after another, say, when in Terranea, when you're there, are we in Los Angeles still?
Mm-hmm. I know. That's what my husband says all the time. I take him out there and we'll go out, you know, he'll join me for an event or something, and it's literally like being in your own country. It's unbelievable that it's so close to Los Angeles.
Right. It's literally 20 minutes from the freeway, so anyone really in the greater Los Angeles area can get there easily and simply. The directions are easy. So tell us first, I want to start with the beginning.
Okay.
When did you join Terranea, and what were you doing before that?
Absolutely. So I joined Terranea in March of 2013. Mm-hmm. So, still kind of relatively new. And before then, I was working with Seasons 52, which is a great restaurant chain owned and operated by Darden, pretty much all over the nation. So that's where I was inspired by Master Sommelier George Miliotis, fantastic man.
Mm-hmm. The role of the sommelier and mm-hmm. sort of the explosion in fine dining and fine, I suppose, fine drinking, but the appreciation of wine has been historic. When did you first discover wine as a career almost?
So that would have been about 5 years ago, and it was kind of one of those things that I just stumbled upon by accident. And I'll never forget, my very first great aha bottle of wine was a bottle of Silver Oak Alexander Valley Cabernet 2004, and I won it as part of a selling contest.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I took it home, I popped it open, and it was almost like the heavens just sank down above me. I was like, what is this? It's amazing, because before then, you know, I was a young woman, pretty much all I'd ever had to drink was your varietal of two-buck chuck you find at Trader Joe's.
Yes.
So that one bottle of Silver Oak was something that really just kind of inspired me, and then I started looking to other products and just kind of looked at my husband. I'm like, there's a job that I could travel, drink wine, and talk with people, interact with them every single day. I'm in. Sign me up.
Okay. You spent some time in Europe. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, my husband and I have always been really big travelers, and it's been something that, you know, we both really enjoyed. So once, you know, I kind of decided that wine was going to be the path that I would go down, I took my level one sommelier certification and from then really explored the opportunity to move to places. So I spent some time in northern Portugal, Vino Verde region, spent some time in Bordeaux and Burgundy, France, mm-hmm. and then also some time in Tuscany, Italy.
Hmm.
Oh, boy. Now, that just sounds like a dream.
It was.
Dream job.
It was. You know, I really wanted to understand different aspects of winemaking. And, you know, there's Napa Valley, and obviously very, very beautiful wines come from that area. But I wanted to go and talk to people who have been doing it in their families for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years and get their perspective and really kind of just see the land, you know, where wine began. So.
Right. We you know, obviously we're in the middle of a drought here in California. There are some that say that it will affect agriculture here in California, to a lesser or a greater degree. We don't know yet for sure,
uh-huh.
but when you experience that, when you experience talking to someone who's been in the wine business literally for generations,
sure.
What do you come away from that experience with thinking about the history of winemaking?
You know, you come away with the experience of a few things, but one, I mean, really in just pure admiration of how these people can think and how they can anticipate, because, you know, yes, we are going through a drought right now, and, you know, weather is always going to be a big factor. I mean, you look at what's happened to Burgundy over the last few years, and they've been hit with heat and hail and, I mean, had, you know, low production for the last couple years. But they're so resilient, and they're so able to anticipate these difficulties and navigate through them. and still make beautiful products. And I think what, you know, inspires me the most is the fact that wine, and I heard this like about 4 years ago, it really resonated with me. Wine is like a bottle of art, except so much more difficult, because you look at the Mona Lisa, right? Mm. And when the Mona Lisa was finished, it's going to stay the way that it was 400 years ago forever. I mean, it's never going to change. A bottle of wine changes. It's evolved and it lives, and it's going to be one thing when it hits the bottle, and it's going to be something completely different maybe when the consumer opens it 15 years later. Mm. So to be able to master that is quite a feat.
Well, you know, lots of young people are looking at different careers and different things to do. You know, there's the apocryphal story of a college graduate, you know, working at McDonald's or whatever because they can't find work in their chosen profession, whatever they were trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to someone who was young and thinking, maybe I could be a sommelier?
Oh, absolutely. I would say go for it. To be honest with you, I would say you're going to find a job that you love.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's very challenging. I recommend the sommelier path for people who want to be a continuous student,
right.
People who love to learn, because wine is such a vast subject, so large, with so much at your fingertips that you're just always going to be learning, and you're never going to know everything. So be prepared for that, and if that's something that you enjoy, always learning something new, then you're going to love this career.
Right.
Okay, the question begs to be asked. All right,
okay.
So you are fairly new to wine,
yeah.
and you landed this dream job at this great place. How does that happen?
I am, I'm very tenacious. I find something that I'm passionate about, and I just go. So I study very, very hard. And once I knew wine was going to be it, I went for my multiple certifications, you know, up to level 3 with the course and working on my master's certification. And then just any experience that came my way, I jumped on and I took advantage of my full core. And, you know, I have been in hospitality and food and
Katie, I think we're losing you a little bit. If we're losing the signal, I'm not sure.
You got me?
Yeah, we have you, but it was broken up there a little bit.
Yeah, were you moving around? You might have been moving too far from the receiver or something.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm trying to move away from the noise for you.
Mm. Yeah, I understand, but I guess I'd rather hear you.
Okay, sorry. Absolutely.
Okay.
So should I repeat that?
Yeah, let's start with the question from Jackie. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just one of those things, like I said, my husband called me absolutely tenacious. So I found something that I loved, and I jumped on it and went full bore. You know, I got my level 1, 2, and 3 certification within my first 2.5 years being in the industry or being in the wine industry. And after that, you know, any learning opportunity that came my way, I jumped on it and just went full heart into it. And, you know, again, my 15 years of food and beverage experience didn't hurt either. So
you know, when you talk about the dream job, it's the
mm-hmm.
job that allows you to do something extraordinary and special for the customer.
Yeah.
And so in terms of a sommelier, I suppose that means to be able to source a wine that only a special person would appreciate. or maybe even not a special person. So
I mean, sure. It's you know, it's one of those things that, you know, wine is there to enhance your experience and make your celebrations and your night all the better.
Right.
You know, I think one of the things I love most about hospitality and food and beverage, it's kind of like you're hosting a party every night.
Right.
You know, people from all walks of life come in and they come in to celebrate, and that whether that be celebrate a family, you know, family they haven't seen in a while, celebrate a high school graduation, a life milestone. It doesn't matter. They're celebrating, and a bottle of wine is used to enhance that celebration and just make that memory something that lasts, you know, for years. So,
so I want you to introduce us to the finest bottle of wine that you have at Terranea.
Oh my goodness! Wow, that's like picking. It's like picking my favorite child.
What? Okay, you got a few children. I understand you love one, but introduce us to one of them.
Okay, all right. I would say one of my favorite bottles right now is, and that I have on property. It's going to be actually quite a surprise. It's called DeTorin Fusion 5.
Hmm.
So the winery is DeTorin. It's in Stellenbosch, South Africa. And I love it for a few reasons. But I think the main one being its beautiful kind of underdog status, if you will.
Mm.
So Stellenbosch, South Africa, right? South Africa, kind of an underrated wine region, but so powerful. And actually the oldest producing New World region that we have. And New World being anywhere outside of Europe. So kind of put it into context. But this is a beautiful Bordeaux blend. So it has five different varietals, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Malbec, Petit Verdot, and Cabernet Franc. And it is just this powerful but yet elegant wine, right? So right off the bat, you get this gorgeous array of deep red fruit, so currant, dark red raspberry, little bit of strawberry, but then it develops into this chocolate and cassis with a little bit of leather undertone. So it, like I said, it's got some power. And I think what's so beautiful about this wine is that if it was coming out of Napa or Bordeaux, you'd be looking at $500, $600 a bottle. But because it's coming out of Stellenbosch, South Africa, you can pick it up at the hotel for $90 a bottle.
Oh, my.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who doesn't love under $100?
But, I mean, that's the point. I mean, really, you know, we talk about fine wines, and, of course, there's the explosion in the table wines for America, you know, inexpensive, and you mentioned $2 Chuck, but a really good bottle of wine is expensive. And
of course,
you said $500, you know, oh my goodness, you know, that's not even near the top end for the really expensive wines. But who wants to pay several hundred dollars for a bottle of wine?
Exactly. Exactly. And even myself, who, you know, wine is my entire life, and trust me, I love it. I mean, it is difficult for me to spend anything over $500 on a bottle, and I truly... Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh.
You say you truly...
I never have spent over $500 for a bottle of wine.
Right. No, it's difficult to imagine, but, of course, I've met some wines. I'm trying this metaphor of personalizing them. But
sure.
I've met some wines. My wife and I have had some $150 bottle of wine was transformative. I mean, it's not like anything else you drink. It's not like anything else you find in your normal experience, you know, the $20 wine, the $30 wine, the $10 wine. It's completely in a different world. But it's rare that we do that. Very rare.
Hey, I have a couple of points I want to make. I was in South Africa several years ago, and the wine there is incredible.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
It's incredible, and we brought quite a few bottles home. The other point I wanted to make was that you talk about table wines, and my husband and I were recently in Europe. We were in Germany and Italy, and I'm an Italophile, and I travel there whenever I can. And when we went, this was actually mine and John's first trip to Europe together, and I told him, I said, I'm not sure about Germany. I said, but when we get to Italy, I said, we only order the house wines. And he looked at me, and I said, trust me. I said, you go into restaurants, I don't care how small the cafe, bistro, whatever trattoria it is, I said, you always order the house wine. I said, you never order a bottle of wine off the list. And not only did we not have a bad glass of wine, everything was exceptional. Everything was exceptional. Never ordered a bottle of wine while we were in Italy. Never.
You know what that reminds me of, Jackie? That reminds me of several episodes where you go to a restaurant and you say, do these people taste their own food? And in your experience, you're saying the table wine, well, it's exceptional because they appreciate wine, and they would never serve a bottle of wine that wasn't something that they themselves were excited about.
Well, I don't know if most of them, in the old days, most of them did, but many of these people make their own wines.
Right.
You know, many restaurants, not just restaurants, people with homes, they make their own wine. So they know wine.
Right.
You know, and one of the things that really shocked us was how less expensive it was to eat and drink in Europe.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. So much less expensive than it is here. And I think a lot of it had to do with the wines aren't expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you look at the industry, Katie, I mean, do you find that most of people in the industry, other resorts and so forth, are getting the message that people want, you know, they want fine dining, fine wine, but they want that at a reasonable price?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's something I talk about, I mean, on a daily basis with sommeliers from other resorts and other restaurants. And I think it's, you know, part of just the daily challenge, you know, of coming up with that perfect wine list that not only offers guests, you know, a range of experiences and varietals, but also, you know, offers things at every price point. You know, I like to divide my wines into once a week, once a month, and once a year.
Right.
You know, and I think it's important to have a good balance of all three categories.
Well, I'm looking forward to this special wine. Can you tell us the name of it again?
Of course. It's Detoren, so it's Detoren, and the bottle is called Fusion 5.
Fusion 5, Detoren. All right. Well, I hope I don't cause it to go out of stock now. But potentially a $500 bottle of wine for $90. I mean, hey, how can you avoid that? You've got to try it.
Exactly, right? I mean, it's a must. And it's one of those wines, it'll change your life. It's fantastic.
Okay. I want to change my life. We are having such a great conversation with Katie DeNovo. Terranea's Celebration of Food and Wine is coming up. When is that event exactly, Katie?
That is Sunday, August 10th, so just a couple days away.
Sunday, August 10th, a Celebration of Food and Wine, and we can guarantee you're going to love that. We are going to be back with her right after the break. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to have you. Please call 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question for Katie about wine or anything Terranea. And at this time, we'd like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PB, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it. Whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer, the partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All righty. BCWS. So we are many people that have been to Terranea are excited about the summer concert series and you know the being able to lounge on the cliffs there, and it's just wonderful environment. My wife come just to hike sometimes, just to hike around the area. What is it that is so special about that event? And tell us a little bit about the future for Terranea, Katie.
Sure, absolutely. I think what is so special about this event for us, you know, mainly it's a celebration of our fifth year anniversary as a resort. We just passed our actual fifth year birthday, if you will, in June. So, you know, this is a big monument, big milestone for us. We're very excited, and what better way to, you know, celebrate that with a lot of food and wine. So we're very excited about that, and what the future holds is, you know, endless for us. We're going to keep this event going on a yearly basis, probably keep it more either at the end of summer or maybe even move it as a way to kick off summer in the future, so be on the lookout for that. But other than that, we're just going to, you know, come up with events where our guests can be happy and obviously explore the beautiful grounds that we have at the resort.
Now, are there tickets for the event?
There are still tickets available, absolutely, on our website, which is www.terranea.com.
And what is included with the ticket?
So there are two options that you can do. The full day's events include four very cool interactive tasting seminars. We've got one winemaker flying out from South Africa, one from Italy, and a couple of great wine experts coming in from Chicago and Northern California. So they're going to be taking us by a couple seminars. We've got one in the morning, starting off with some bubbles and the difference between, you know, champagne and cava, Prosecco. Then we're going to move into a tasting seminar on the history of South Africa. In the afternoon, we have a tasting seminar on wines of Italy. And then finally, we're going to do a great kind of battle of Bordeaux versus Burgundy.
Okay.
Yeah.
wow, that sounds exciting.
It will be. And then, of course, you know, we all need a little sustenance in the day, so there's going to be a great demonstration lunch hosted by the executive chef of Terranea in the middle of the afternoon, and then we're going to cap everything off with a grand reception tasting and some nice food at the very end. So it'll be great.
And it's from when to when?
It's from 10 o'clock in the morning until 8:30 at night.
10 o'clock to 8. Okay, 8:30. Excellent, excellent. So you can plan your whole day around this amazing food and wine experience. And what's the price of the tickets?
So if you would just like to come for the four tasting seminars and the lunch, that is $125 per person.
Okay.
If you'd like to come for just the reception, which would be 5:30 to 8:30, that was also $125 per person.
Okay.
Or if you'd like to just join us for the whole day, which we'd love to have everybody, $225 per person.
Okay, okay. Well, this is, people have to understand, this is a very, very special event. This is going to be someone flying in from South Africa. This is the kind of thing that Terranea brings to the South Bay. We are so lucky to have these.
Hey, Katie, can you tell us where physically located this event's going to be? Is it going to be in the ballroom? Is it going to be out on the lawn?
Sure, absolutely. So all of these seminars and the lunch are going to be in the ballroom, in our PV ballrooms, if you will. And then the reception is, of course, going to be outside in our PV terrace.
Okay.
So it's going to be on the lawn overlooking the cliffs with a beautiful sunset.
Right.
That's just below the main structure where the entry is, below the staircase?
That is going to be off to the right-hand side of the resort.
Right. Okay.
Over by, basically right above Nelson's.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, good setting.
Absolutely. Wow. This is exciting. Sunday coming up, the 10th of August. If you've wanted to really show someone what Terranea is all about, and you want it all wrapped up in a bow, so to speak, this is the event. This is the event.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, it's so funny. I mean, you know that I've been going down there since they opened.
Right.
You know, and I go down all the time. you know, my husband and I take our dog down there to hike.
Right.
We go down to Nelson's. We go down to Catalina Kitchen. Is that it?
Yep, yeah. Catalina Kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, we go down there all the time. We go down for the concerts. And I just can't get over how many people have never been there yet.
Yeah.
I come across that all the time. People always ask me where I work. And, you know, I live in Seal Beach, you know, around the Long Beach area. And I always, I'll be talking to people. And I'm like, oh, I work, you know, for Terranea Resort. And sometimes I get that look of, where?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's because it's so far out there.
It's such a gem. It's mm-hmm. such a gem right here in our own backyard.
Right.
It's amazing. Amazing.
It is. And there's... That's another good question. I'm sort of curious if you think what is the population that comes to Terranea? Is it from Palos Verdes Estates, and so forth? I know it's from the South Bay. Lots of people come from the South Bay, but there isn't a lot of people that know about it somehow. From El Segundo, from other places in the South Bay. Why is that?
You know, that is a great, great question. I think, you know, a good portion of it probably has to do with how young we are as a resort.
Right.
I mean, we've only been around since 2009, and I think a big point to that is not a lot of people were looking to go out and spend money between, you know, 2009 and 2011. So
good point.
That's got a big piece to do with it.
Good point.
Yeah, and beyond that, you know, we're really lucky and we see all types of walks of life. We see, you know, a lot of people from Palos Verdes and the Palos Verdes Estates come and visit us on a daily basis, which is great.
Right.
We get to really know the community at a deeper level. But other than that as well, I mean, there's people from out of country, out of state, they're on business, they're for a couple of weeks. I mean, just all different aspects. It's really great.
Right. Well, we're excited to have you with us, Katie. We're excited to highlight this event. I hope we've done it justice, but really, I know that people got to know you a little bit better.
Oh, thank you.
And it's just amazing the energy and the passion and the what does your husband say? Your
tenacity
that you bring to Terranea and their fine dining.
She's not just in charge of wine. She's in charge of all the beverages.
Ah, okay. Well, no, it's a passion that you can really sort of sense and feel right through the radio, and I think that's important. People want to know that the people making their food and selecting their wines actually care.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very, very important. And
They should know I take pride. I thoroughly taste every product that comes into the resort. So
yes.
I want her job. I want her job. Joe, I'm giving notice and I'm going to work for Katie.
I've lost another one. This is beautiful. Katie, we're going to be right back to you in just a few moments right now. Jackie, what else is going on around town?
Gosh, Joe, I really hate saying this, but summer is coming to an end, the unofficial season at least, and kids are heading back to school as early as next week.
Right.
You know, so in the meantime, I got good news. There are a gazillion events taking place during the next few weeks, and so we've got to squeeze in as much summertime fun as possible while we can. Okay, this season, Shakespeare by the Sea presents two brand-new productions staged at venues throughout the South Bay. Performances of A Midsummer Night's Dream and Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, will take place during July and the first week in August. The performances this weekend take place in Manhattan Beach at Pollywog Park, located at 1601 Manhattan Beach Boulevard. Hamlet on August 8th starts at 7 p.m. and A Midsummer Night's Dream on August 9th at 7 p.m. So grab a few lawn chairs, blankets, and a picnic basket and settle in for a theater production by the greatest playwright of all time.
The Bard.
These shows are free and open to the public. All seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. For additional information, you can visit the website at www.shakespearebythesea.org.
Now, Jackie, I have to ask you, who is bringing all of this great information to us?
South Bay by Jackie.
Oh, okay. And
I was doing the shameless plug.
No, I was thinking, well, I thought...
it's Shakespeare by the Sea.
But, I mean, the whole announcement is being sponsored by...
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you, Joe. Wow, okay. The South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by rockandbrews.com. Rock and Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rock and Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Wowie pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rock and Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rock and Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the details, visit the website at rockandbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. Thank you for reminding me about that. Goodness. All right. On we go. The Torrance Art Museum at the Joslyn Center invites the public to attend Mass Attack 6, a one-night-only reception for new exhibitions on Saturday, August 9th from 6 to 10 p.m., presented by Atra Curatorial. The reception is free to the public and no RSVP is necessary. MAS, Mutual Appreciation Society, is a one-night-only appreciation event for artists designed to facilitate networking and friendships, to introduce art lovers to new artworks and gallerists to new talent. It's kind of like a giant studio visit. There are over 150 artists participating in this exhibition, and they'll gather together for an informal Meet the Artist exhibition evening with one work per artist displayed. For additional information, you can visit the website at www.torrenceartmuseum.com. The Art Museum is located at 3320 Civic Center Drive in Torrance. Join El Segundo Museum of Art for Las Amazonas, a dialogue with the women of the Getty Black Book on Saturday, August 9th from 3 to 5 p.m., Who are the women of the Getty Black Book? Come and meet them at this unique event where Los Angeles' leading women graffiti writers and artists will discuss their role in the graffiti art scene, culture, feminism, and why girls write on walls. Featured artists include Omega, Chalk, Petal, Blossom, Jerk, Envy, Diva, JD, Wink, and more. A slideshow presentation will be followed by a roundtable discussion and Q&A. As always, admission is free. For additional information, visit that website at www.esmoa.org, and they are located at 208 Main Street in El Segundo. All right, St. Rock and L.A. Car Guy present the 2014 Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series. The concerts take place on the south side of the Hermosa Beach Pier, and this weekend, August 9th and 10th, in conjunction with the Discovery Channel, they'll be presenting FinFest, billed as the ultimate Shark Week party. The fun starts at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday and Sunday and will continue until the sun goes down both days. Three different bands will play both days, and the festivities end with a screen-on-the-sand premiere at 8 p.m. on Sunday. For all the details, visit the website at www.discovery.com/TV shows/Shark Week/FinFest. these concerts on the beach are really, really popular, and the crowds number well into the thousands, so you want to arrive early to claim a prime viewing spot. You can visit the Hermosa Summer Concerts Facebook page for updates and event information at Facebook. Go to Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series. The City of El Segundo Recreation and Parks Department is proud to present the 2014 Summer Concerts in the Parks series, sponsored by Chevron. They take place on select Sunday evenings at Library Park in downtown El Segundo. Activities begin at 4, with the music starting at 4:30 and running until 6 p.m., Local food vendors will be on hand, and kids can stop by the gazebo for free face painting and arts and crafts provided by Camp Cowabunga Day Camp. This Sunday, August 10th, is the last concert of the season and features the Scott White Band. No glass containers are permitted, and please leave the pets at home. Visit the website at www.elsegundo.org for more information. Library Park is located in the 600 block of Main Street in El Segundo. Lunada Bay Homeowners Association presents Summer Concert Series in Lunada Bay Park. Again, this Sunday, August 10th, and this is the final show of the season. It all gets underway at 5 p.m. Bring a picnic, dinner, enjoy a wonderful evening in the park with family and friends. The event also features a raffle and prizes. That website is www.lbhoa.org. That's Lunada Bay Homeowners Association, lbhoa.org.
And the park is located at Palos Verdes Drive West and Via Carrillo in Palos Verdes Estates. Okay, here's something completely new. USC alumni present the inaugural Trojan Fest at the South Coast Botanic Garden on Sunday, August 10th. Trojan Fest is a family summer celebration designed to bring together old friends and introduce new ones to the South Bay Trojan community. The event runs from 12:30 to 4:30. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day with the Trojan Marching Band, Traveler, special guests, and fellow Trojans. The first 200 attendees will receive a Fight On t-shirt. Food and beverages will be available for purchase. Attendees may also purchase wine tasting. Tickets are $25 for adults and $15 for children 4 years and older. This event is for anyone interested in what USC has to offer and a chance to meet alumni and other members of the USC family. For additional information, visit the website at, you know what, you'll have to look at my website to get that address because it's a long one. The South Coast Botanic Garden is located at 26300 Crenshaw Boulevard on the Palos Verdes Peninsula. Okay, we've been talking about it for the last hour. In celebration of its fifth anniversary, Terranea Resort, located on the Palos Verdes Peninsula, presents the first annual celebration of food and wine on Sunday, August 10th. Join world-renowned sommeliers, winemakers, and Terranea's award-winning chefs as they create a special day devoted to wine tasting, fine cuisine, wine seminars, cooking demonstrations, and more. The food and wine extravaganza will feature seminars and wine tastings led by renowned winemakers, along with bites from Terranea chefs, a wine-paired luncheon, and an evening reception and dinner. Terranea's celebration of food and wine is by advance reservation, and tickets for the event are limited. Festival tickets are $125 for all four seminars and lunch, $125 for the evening reception and dinner, or $225 for the full day of food and wine experience. For additional information and to purchase tickets, there are still some left, call 310-265-2766 or visit the website at www.terranea.com. Terranea Resort is located at 100 Terranea Way in Rancho Palos Verdes. All right, here's a good one. The fabulous Michael Franks of Chez Melange is turning 64 and needs a little help from his friends. Michael feels very lucky to be here to celebrate this milestone birthday. So as a special thank you, Chez Melange is hosting a fundraiser for Providence Little Company of Mary on Sunday, August 10th at 6 p.m. Back in January, the staff of Providence Little Company of Mary saved Michael's life, and as a gesture for their amazing skills, Michael felt it was appropriate to pay it forward in support of cardiovascular services. The party will encompass all three restaurants, Chez Melange, Bar Comida, and Boozy, with food stations available throughout and several special chefs and winemakers in attendance. 60s attire is highly suggested but not essential. Select beer, wine, and cocktails are included in the price. The evening features live music, tunes from the 60s. Of course, the price is $125 per person and includes tax and gratuity. For more information, visit the website at ChezMelange.com or call 310-540-1222. Chez Melange is located at 1611 South Catalina Avenue in Redondo Beach. Okay, if you have a special talent and are ready to take the stage, this is your chance to shine. The Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation presents the inaugural South Bay's Got Talent. The foundation is a longtime supporter of local artists and will feature them on one stage for a night of great entertainment. Auditions will be held September 8th and 9th at the Armstrong Theater with the main performance on Saturday, September 27th. All genres of talent are accepted, music, dance, acting, variety, etc. The talent show is open to all residents of the South Beach, which includes the Beach Cities, the Palos Verdes Peninsula, neighborhoods of the City of Los Angeles, El Segundo, and inland cities of the South Bay, Hawthorne, Inglewood, Gardena, Carson, Lawndale, Torrance, and Lomita. To participate in South Bay's Got Talent, please submit the audition form by August 18th. All right, that's coming up. So for additional information and to download the audition form, please go to www.torrancearts.org. Okay, so if you want to do that, you got to get the audition in first, all right, the form. All right, you audition in September, but you got to get the form in by August 18th. All right, shoplocal.us has just announced the kickoff of their second annual Small Indie Business Grant Program. Over the next 2 months, shoplocal.com will be accepting submissions from small independent business owners in the South Bay who wish to highlight in a two-minute or less video one thing that a grant award would be used for to contribute most to their success as a small business. If you're a small independent business owner or you know a local business that may qualify, share this link with them or sign up at www.shoplocal.us/grant, all right? And that's all over the Internet, too. And the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has come up with an appropriately awesome way to celebrate the end of summer with the Backyard Barbecue Opportunity Drawing. In an effort to end the season on the right note, the Chamber will provide the winner and their guests with everything they need for the hottest summer barbecue in the South Bay. The winner will receive all the essentials courtesy of contributing local businesses. Cora Events will give they will provide $1,000 in party rentals. Vox DJs provides 4 hours of DJ service. Grow, the produce shop, 20 pounds of tri-tip and 15 bone-in 1-inch thick pork chops. And Goose Island Brewery will provide all the beer. Combined, it's over a $2,500 value. Tickets are on sale for $20 each or for $100 and can be purchased through the Manhattan Beach Chamber website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. The winner will be announced on September 19th. As always, be sure to check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Katie, I guess Tirrenea's celebration of food and wine is just one of those things going on, but one of the premier things going on. And we're so glad to highlight that.
Great. It's been amazing talking to you about it for the last hour here. It's been great. So thank you. I didn't realize there's so much going on in the South Bay right now.
There is, and
I always tell people to check my calendar, you know, especially if you're planning something.
Yeah.
You know, check my calendar, see what's on, you know, so that you can plan accordingly. as you can see, this Sunday there's a ton of, and I didn't read everything.
Yeah.
I actually left a couple of things off because we have a guest.
Yeah.
We have to be good hosts.
So, okay, we have a few minutes, Katie, and
sure.
Just to give people, again, a picture of what they're going to experience this Sunday at Tirrenea, tell us again about the order of events from 8 o'clock in the morning, is it 10 o'clock in the morning to 8:30 at night? Tell us the order of events.
So 10 o'clock in the morning is going to start our first interactive tasting seminar, and that's what we call the Bubbles of the World, hosted by a great gentleman named Stuart Prado. So that's going to look at the differences between all of our favorite bubbly beverages, champagne, Franciacorta, Cava, all that. And then we roll into a history of South Africa, and that is hosted by our award-winning winemaker, Boella Gerber. He is the head winemaker for winery Groot Constantia. And that will be really great. We'll be featuring one wine that used to be ordered by Napoleon while he was in exile. So that's going to be really fun.
That's awesome.
Then after that, we're going to take a break and do a great demonstration lunch, which is hosted by the resort's executive chef, Bernard. Very, very talented man. He's got 3-course meal planned out for our guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Then we jump back into a tasting seminar of Italian wines, hosted by a master of Italian wine named John Cressman, and he will be bringing Italian winemaker Lorenzo Lombardelli, who is a ball of energy and excitement. Everybody will love him. And then we end the tasting seminars with our Burgundy versus Bordeaux, and finally cap off the evening with a grand reception and tasting. They'll feature over 45 different wines.
Wow. Wow.
45 different wines.
45.
Wow. Well, you can't taste all of them, so you have to choose, pick and choose. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You can taste all of them if you tried really hard. If you really worked hard, you could try all of them. But, you know, that sort of thing, you want to bring your little notebook with you to take notes of all the stuff
right.
you like, you know.
Right.
Oh, we got you covered. We'll have a notebook there with some pages for everyone to take notes to write down their favorite wine.
All right.
And the best part is you can taste them all because we're a resort, so you can just walk to a room.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's key. Or Uber. There's always
or
Uber.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's ways around it. You know, I was just thinking the way you broke it up, the earlier events, if you just want to do the earlier events afterwards, you could, like, you know, go hang out at the spa. Or hang out at the spa if you're just going to the dinner thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This sounds terrific.
It does sound terrific. And you're really providing something of a almost like a day trip. I mean, this is an event that people could bring friends and, you know, really plan a vacation, staycation around.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we really wanted to provide an experience that was unique and that was fun and that really, you know, like you said, could be an all-day kind of vacation idea. So.
Right. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Katie DeNovo, for joining us today.
Thank you all so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to speak with both of you.
We are excited. Yes.
We need to get all the contact information again from her. So.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
So tell us again how people can find this event on your website.
Okay. So if you go to our website, which is www.terranea.com, it will be one of the very first pictures that shows up. So on our homepage, there's a beautiful background of photos, and it kind of rotates. I think there's four big photos. So it'll be the first or second one, Celebration of Food and Wine. Can't miss it. Click on there, and that will take you to our link where you can purchase either one of the tickets, whichever one you like, and via PayPal. Mm-hmm. Very easy, simple to do. Or if you'd like, you can always call into the resort as well at 310-265-2766 or 310-265-2800.
Okay. Excellent.
You got that number, Joe? You're going to be calling as soon as we're done with the show?
I've thought about it. We have something going on, but I think we might have to do something in the evening.
Oh, what?
You've really done an amazing job of painting the picture for us, Katie. It sounds fantastic. I think anyone that is looking for an event of this kind on Sunday is going to be there.
Wait, Joe, I got it. One thing we didn't touch on. The food, the chefs.
Oh.
We've been so obsessed with the wine, we haven't really discussed the food.
Can you describe that for us a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, as I said, the lunch is going to be hosted by our executive chef, Bernard Ibarra, amazing chef that spent his career cooking at five-star hotels all over the world, started in the Basque region of Spain, so he has got some talent. So our lunch is going to be three courses. We're going to start with an heirloom tomato and burrata basil tart.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fantastic with tomatoes and basil freshly picked from our garden. That's going to be paired with the Domaine Favely Chasson Montrachet, really beautiful wine. Second course for lunch is going to be a cauliflower and Dungeness crab ravioli paired with our Tumi Pinot Noir out of the Russian River Valley in California. And third course for lunch is going to be a smoked grass-fed lamb with seasonal vegetable selections from our garden, paired with Jordan Cabernet Sauvignon, also out of Sonoma Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds delicious. Oh, my
goodness.
It's going
to be great. Three courses, and then our reception, we're going to have a whole plethora of great foods. We're going to have a really cool taqueria stand. We're going to have a sushi station. We're going to have some great desserts provided by our pastry department. We're going to have a great homemade goat cheese tent where you can go in and have some of our homemade goat cheese done with homemade honey and other spices. It's going to be great.
You guys make your own goat cheese down there?
We do make our own goat cheese.
Are there goats on Terranea?
We have actually we use goats from a property about 3 miles from the resort.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
Not only that, now I heard something that really excites me. You have tomatoes and basil from your own garden.
Yes.
The garden I've seen. I've seen the garden.
Wow.
I didn't know the goats, though.
Right.
Well, the goats aren't there, but the cheese is there. Okay.
Right. That's amazing. That is.
And we make our own honey. We use also bees locally sourced, I think like a mile maybe from the resort. We make our own honey on site.
There you go.
Wow. Wow. That all sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a sign of the times that I imagine it's not necessarily less expensive, but it could be. But it's certainly more. It's more delicious, and you're sure of the sources and the quality.
Environmentally friendly.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, right. I mean, the quality is top-notch. I think
right. That's
what people are most excited about, is getting that great bang for your buck. So.
Right. Amazing. I don't know how we could say no, Jackie.
We never say no, Joe.
We never say no. I agree. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Katie DeNovo from Terranea's Celebration of Food and Wine coming up this Sunday, August 10th. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much.
Thank you both. It's been great.
And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. And please join us tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360 at 8 o'clock. We'll see you then. Bye-bye now.